Eastern Conference. Knicks enter the series -144, Pacers +122. I don't see anything overly tasty there.
But no, please. But you like the Pacers and you're getting plus odds?
I just like watching them.
Okay.
I could never. Dude, you would need to offer me +250 to take the Pacers to win a series that you said accurately they'll play no defense.
So then the argument, what, the Knicks?
That's up to you.
But it's, what did you say,
-144?
Yeah, we don't like handing out -140s.
See, I don't think there's anything playable in the NBA, and I'm sorry to FanDuel, but I'm just not, there's nothing here that looks playable to me because I don't believe in some of these other things. Like, I don't believe the Pacers are winning the NBA championship. I don't believe the T-Wolves are. The only playable thing would be, look, if you think the T-Wolves can get into a Game 7 and you pick them +550 to win it all, maybe you could find a position out of that. I'm just talking to you.
Yeah. Well, the other thing you can do.
It's horse season for me. You leave me out.
I know. Evan and I have talked about this, and people who've checked out some of the Daily Dimes and the episodes in between the previews. You can get creative with taking a team to win game one and win the series. Or if you're real spicy, lose game one and still go on to win the series. You can do little two-step parlays to create a little value. So, I mean, you got to have a team you really believe in. Like Evan was telling us pre-show, he really likes the Timberwolves. So if you do, if you're like, you know what, I think they've got the edge here. I actually think these Thunder teams are overrated. They're more regular season teams. The Timberwolves have played in the Western Finals before. This will be the breakout season. Okay, you could pick them to lose game one and still win the series. Like, or you could pick them to lose or win game one and win the series. Either way, you're going to extract more value than doing it another way.
Hey, you want to try something crazy?
Yeah, what do you got?
Correct order for 7-game series.
Oh, okay. Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Jim, I am only trying to help you.
All right, I'll follow along.
You think it's going 7?
No.
Do you think it's going 6?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go to the 6-game combinations. Hold on, we're going to have some fun here, people. Everybody cool out. So, who's winning the series? Let's start there.
Thunder.
Okay, Thunder are winning the series, so I eliminate all the Dallas combinations. Now, who wins game 1?
Thunder.
Okay, I eliminate all Minnesota game 1 combinations. Who wins game 2?
Thunder.
Okay, so now we are down to 4 scenarios. 3 scenarios. 3.
Yeah.
With OKC up 2-0, here would be your payouts if you get this right. +2,500 or +1,500. Who wins game 3?
Let's go Timberwolves.
Okay, now we are down to 2 scenarios. Who wins game 4?
Let's go Thunder.
Okay. Game 5?
Timberwolves keep it alive with a big road win.
And OKC in 6?
Yes.
Okay. +2,500 is what you just described.
Okay.
OKC game 1?
So, guys, we're not going to advocate doing this often, but if
you none of this. Listen.
This is effectively a 6-leg parlay is what you just created.
This is stupidity, yeah. But it's just the type of stupidity that Jim deals in. Like, he's a currency dealer of stupid.
It didn't take long for you to walk me down the path to making this, yeah.
Look, what were we going to do, sit here, stare at each other,
no,
and go,
no.
Well, there's nothing.